Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is another day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and this is indeed Friday, so it's tea time with Jesus. Hallelujah. Tea time with Jesus and me. Glory be to God. Glory, hallelujah. The purpose for this show is to get us to get comfortable in being in the presence of the Lord and hungering for that moment in time that we can just slip away and quietly spend a moment or two with Him, forming a more powerful relationship with our Creator. Hallelujah. I remember a psalm we used to say in the garden. He speaks to me in the garden, me and Jesus alone in the garden. Hallelujah. Not all those words, but that was the essence of the psalm. And He tells me that I am His own. Hallelujah. So this is mid-morning. I have my cup of tea. And I have black tea and ginger this morning, and it really smells good. And why? And as I shared with you before, God gave me this so many years ago in the 90s, and I thought I was going to do a lot of things with it. But as last Friday, I understood so clear what is to be done with this time. That to encourage His people to just spend time with Him, quiet time. You may be at work. You could just slip away for 5 or 10 minutes and just inhale and pull out scriptures, not to be a show or anything. And I don't know why we have to apologize for finding a quiet place and just reading the Word of God. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, we'll do that. And you just get your little cup of tea and for a moment forget about everything and just concentrate on the Lord. What are you saying about this? Get your journal and write down what it is that He is saying to you when you pick up a scripture that He leads you to and you read it. Say, well, God, I don't understand this. Jesus, what are you saying here? What does it really mean? Hallelujah. And He'll show it to you. Even if He allow you to use the Bible to go scripture to scripture that you cross-reference and you go, oh, my God, hallelujah. That's the meaning of this. Now I see. Well, what we want to do, we're asking the Lord to remove all errors in teachings that we have received and to speak to our heart that we will have the right understanding. And we thank Him for teachers and preachers. We thank Him for those. But the scripture says to study, to show thyself approved. Hallelujah. So you do have to study the Word of God. God is so good. And to this show is to encourage you. Even if you're going through something or you're not, I mean, everything could just be just full of joy. That's good. But don't forget God. Hallelujah. Or everything could be going so bad, it seems like nothing, if another thing happened, that would be the end. Nope. Hallelujah. And His wonderful mercy. So this is where we are. And I encourage you to get your journal and just jot down questions and ask God for the answers. Amen. This is the moment, mid-morning. You stop and you just relax for a moment in time to give Him glory and bless His most holy name. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. Oh, God, Thank you for this morning. Thank you. Thank you for drawing me to you all this morning, my Father, my God. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you for drawing me to you this morning. Ah, what a privilege and an honor, to be considered one of your own. Ah, bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah. For you are awesome. You are majesty on high, from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. You are the great creator. You are the self-sustaining one. Hallelujah. We bless your most holy name. We thank you. We honor you. For you are worthy, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Almighty God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you for giving us peace that passes all understanding. Shalom, Almighty God. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Glory, hallelujah. We lean not to our own understanding, but all our ways we're seeking you, Almighty God. And you will direct our path. Glory be to your name. We're taking this time out, Father, just to say thank you. Thank you. Speak to us and through us, God. Hallelujah. May we be the representative in the called us to be as we seek you, as we take time out to just come into all into your holy presence, Almighty God, to read your word, to hear your word, to just be quiet and let you speak to us, Almighty God. You know what we're facing. You know what's facing us. Hallelujah. Bless your name. You know decisions that have to be made. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. We lay it at your feet, Almighty God, and we thank you for directing our path. Hallelujah. We may have gotten irritated with someone. We may have, even this early in the day. We ask that you forgive us, Lord, and let you shine in us and through us. Hallelujah. Glory. Calm our spirit down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Allow us to remember that we're a spirit being. Ah, there is no worry or frustration in the spirit. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. We're just housed in this body. This flesh should have no authority over us. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for encouraging us in your word. Thank you that we are able to encourage someone else. Thank you for your kindness. And we can be kind to someone else. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. We can be kind to someone else. Yes, Lord. Because you are kind to us. We can forgive others because you have forgiven us. Glory. Take the weight and the pressure off of us if we must walk through certain circumstances and situations. Lift the pressure, Almighty God. Thank you. But let the weight of your glory cover us. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God, all your God. We thank you for granting travel and mercy to and fro, covering those on the highways and the byways. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, amen. Glory be to God. God is so good. Now, I usually read this. I'm going to read a scripture. I've just enjoyed the scriptures this morning and the Psalms I've been. So those who may have to hurry back, let me read Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law those he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we're reading 2 Chronicles 7:14. Hallelujah. And it reads as follows. If my people, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Amen. Did you grab that? Did you catch it? God said, if his people, glory, hallelujah, you, I can make a difference. Hallelujah. There you show you. Pray. Ask him to open your eyes to the things that you need to pray for. But the sin that you may need to be forgiven for, are there any wicked ways in you? Pray, repent, so that we're able to heal. He will be able to heal the land. It depends on us. What do you think about that? And then I am a portion of Psalms 18, starting at the 6th verse. It says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ear. Let's read that again. Listen. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, glory. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ear. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wounded. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth, devoured coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and he came down and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my God. Hallelujah. Psalms 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. In no speech nor language where his voice is not heard. Listen, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Is no speech nor language where his voice is not heard. Isn't that interesting?
25. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemy triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Amen. Bless the Lord. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth. Teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sin of my youth, nor my transgression. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that has feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he should choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Glory be to God of the Lord. 25:14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The trouble of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distress. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his trust. Amen. Amen, amen. The word of the Lord, the sacred word of the Most High God for the people of God. Amen. Thanks be unto God, for his word is true, and his written word is true, And we thank him being able to hear his word. Faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Amen. The sacred written word of God. Glory be to his name. I have something that I would like to share with you. And I trust you'll be able to go back and write it down now. It's just a quote to encourage those who may be going through something or at a crossroad road in their life, wanting to know where God is, what he wants them to do. But just listen to this. I encourage you. I don't know who it's by, but it's a Christian quote of encouragement. True faith means holding nothing back. It means putting every hope in God's fidelity to his promises. The Christian shoemaker does his duty not by putting little crosses on the shoes, but by making good shoes, because because God is interested in good craftsmanship. Worry is arrogant because God knows what he's doing. Amen. God, I remember some times in my life, and I didn't know that I was being arrogant, but it just seemed like it wasn't there and it wasn't happening and didn't know what he was doing, how he was doing. He was giving me things. I was writing some down. Some I forgot. Some I just said, oh, this is just too much, and I just don't think God is really doing this, giving these words to me. And that was awful, because if you know that the Lord is speaking to you, or if you don't know and you're assuming that the Lord is speaking to you, the least we could do is go to him in prayer and ask him until it's time for the manifestation. He gives us things, and it doesn't mean that it's to be now. A friend of mine shared it with me on last evening, how so many years ago, God gave her, showed her something. And she is, oh my God, hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name, Almighty God. He is manifesting it now. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh my God. We learn that it's not in our hands and in our doing. Oh, it's in his hands and in his doing. Hey, glory be to God. You have your God set. And at an appointed time, it's set time, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. You hide it in your heart. You don't have to tell the world. Just hide it in your heart. Prepare yourself. Doing the things that God has told you to do. Don't compromise. Don't go and say, well, God didn't do this for me, so I'll just go and help you. No. God has given each one of us something to do. We need to know what it is, because it was given to us before the foundation of the world. For us to be here at this appointed time, this set time, hey, glory be to God. And because you may be discouraged and despondent, those are tricks and traps of the enemy. Glory to God. People you allow to intimidate you. I'm not saying you should be arrogant, but you should know how to go to your God. Yes, I said tea time, where you just sit, if you're on your job, just take a moment to just hear from God. Spend a moment with him. But there are times, my sisters and my brothers, that you're going to have, hey, glory, hit the floor. Prostrate yourself before your God. Ah, yes, Lord. And the tea goes one way. And it's all about him. There's some night that he'll wake you up 4 days in the morning. Glory to get up, because he want to spend some time with you and tell you some things. And then there are times he just call you and just have you to just sit, and he says nothing. Glory be to your name. Almighty God. Almighty God. But you have to get to, you want to seek him with all your heart. Get to have an intimate relationship with him. And who am I talking about? The Almighty God, God himself. Have an intimate relationship that you know his voice. You know his unctioning. Hallelujah. You sit and you're sipping on your tea maybe at work, or wherever. Mommy's put the babies to sleep for their nap, and you sit there, you're tired, and then you just tell him, you may be stepping on your heart tea, which is relaxing, and it's with a friend. Jesus is your friend. Hallelujah. And he's talking with you. He's encouraging you. Glory. Don't be afraid to trust him once you know his voice. Ah, glory. He is alive and he's well. Hallelujah. If he can create you, and he did. If he blew the breath of life in you, and he did, certainly he can speak to you. Hey, oh my God. Yes, he can. What he asked Abraham, Abraham, is there anything too hard for me? Glory. He makes the crooked way straight. He brings life to the dry bones. Oh my God. And he's given us power and authority to walk boldly in this earth, not arrogantly, but humble before him. Hallelujah. Not so you can shake a money tree. He said he meets your every need. Hallelujah. But seek him first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't hold no good thing from me, but you're not doing it for that. You were born into that. Oh, glory. You were born into his richness. Somebody else. But you got tricked up and trapped up and caught up in phony stuff. You're already rich. You can call those things that be not as though they were. You're saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. You give. Hallelujah. Jesus, and I say Yeshua is your Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Oh, you be encouraged this morning. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, our closing scripture is, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Shalom. Nothing missing and nothing broken. Wholeness. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. You are loved by the Almighty God. Know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God himself, that he'll deliver us out of them all. Hallelujah. Remember the Hebrew boy. And a lot of us have been in the fiery furnace. Said, okay, we're not going to compromise. Our God is able to deliver. And if he doesn't, we won't compromise. And he is still able to deliver you. Hallelujah. The peace of God, the protection of God, go with you. God grant you traveling mercy. Remember to pray for those who are going through all the different weather patterns that we're having that's befalling us. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Pray for the children. Pray for family. Stop a moment and just look to heaven and give God glory and lift him up. Hallelujah. You don't have to be nothing special, what you would think special, but it's special to God. Pray for this nation and your nation. Hallelujah. God bless you. Love you. Until next Tuesday. Maybe we'll finish that cup of tea.
This is Pastor Margaret Lee. Until the next time, dear Paul.